After a lengthy closed-door meeting, Parkland Board Chair Dr. Lauren McDonald announced the safety report would not be released. Dr. McDonald says the decision was made on the advice of attorneys who cited concerns for patient and personnel privacy, as well as the legal rights to protect Parkland as an institution and protect taxpayers who support the hospital.
Subsequently, if there were lawsuits, civil rights suits, it could cost the taxpayers millions of dollars.
McDonald calls the report comprehensive, informative, and quite humbling. She says Parkland is taking its audit very seriously and is hard at work correcting the problems. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, ordered Parkland to pay for the outside safety audit after the hospital failed two critical inspections. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins says CMS should release the report.
By making the information public, CMS will allow taxpayers to view important information and allow all involved their best opportunity to fix the serious patient problems at Parkland Hospital.
County Commissioner John Wiley Price says he understands Parkland's point of view.
We all talk about transparency, but we do have a legal obligation as well.
Price says in this instance, the legal obligation may trump transparency. CMS says it's consulting experts to evaluate whether Parkland's claim of privilege and its decision not to release the report are in line with exceptions to the Freedom of Information Act. BJ Austin, KERA News.